When he's not in San Rafael, Robert Shea will usually be found in South Africa, where he and his African wife, Chawaya, have created a small nonprofit with big ambitions to serve the overwhelming number of kids there living with HIV.
We want to bring hope to kids living with HIV or life-threatening illnesses over in South Africa, Cape Town. We bring together kids that show the value of living with their disease and mirror with other kids that are going through this, that this doesn't carry a life sentence.
Their aims are not medical, but social, the couple explained during a recent visit back to California. But Jawaya adds they do start by building relationships with the young people while they are undergoing treatment.
We're trying to mediate the effects of being hospitalized and the fears associated with coming to the hospital. Often children don't know what they're doing there, and the experience is painful. So by having counselors who play games and engage with them in the waiting room, by the time they are assessed by a clinician, those anxieties have been dealt with, and they feel more comfortable, and they're more cooperative in the clinical encounter.
Once the children, some as young as 4 years old, are released, the Shea's program focuses on providing recreational day trips, often to a nearby nature preserve.
There's baboons that cruise around, there's springbok, and there's all kinds of different animals that the kids can see. It's a bigger picture that the kids never get to visit. They have all the surrounding beauty around them, beaches, animals, Table Mountain. None of this stuff they get to go do because they're stuck in a township.
These outings, which are set up to include parents too, offer most of the families a rare respite from the poverty of their daily lives.
We can go away and have a holiday. People living in poverty hardly ever have holidays. So this is a holiday that children can come to. Their parents are also invited, but they're given a holiday. They take a break from caring for the children because the counselors and us, we take that responsibility.
As the kids grow stronger and more accustomed to being away from home, the field trips are expanded into multiple-day residential camps, where education and confidence building are woven into the activities.
We infuse life skills training throughout the activities, but in such a way that it seems more like fun than learning. So, for example, we'll address issues of paraffin burns, which is a big problem during winter, and try to develop self-confidence through different games and teamwork and communication.
A key piece of the program is building self-esteem, Robert explains, while also working to break down the societal fears and prejudices associated with HIV.
It's like it was here in the early 80s when HIV was first addressed and how we had to get the acceptance of the public. We're trying to do the same thing over there, but there's a lot more tribal issues and taboos that we're trying to work our way through.
The Shays named their program Our Fertile Ground, an affirmation of the potential they see in the young people they serve. Their long-term goal now is the creation of their own full-time camp property to offer more opportunities to more kids in the face of a need that shows no signs of abating. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.